He had a doubt himself. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana had a doubt. I halacha k'rebi mechaveroi. There is a klal like this. When Rebbe argues against somebody else, we paskin like Rebbe. The question is that only when Rebbe argues against one person? Or even when Rebbe argues against a few people? That's the shaila. When Rebbe argues against the Chachamim, do we also paskin like Rebbe or not? Because here it's a machlokes Rebbe against the Chachamim. So that was his doubt. His doubt was that we say halacha k'rebi mechaveroi. We paskin like Rebbe when he argues against any other person, but v'loy mechaverov, not when he argues against the rabbim. Then the loch here will be like the chachamim. Or maybe no, or halacha k'rebi mechaveroi v'yafilu mechaverov. So there is a clown. We always paskin like Rebbe, even though somebody's arguing against him. Maybe it means even though there's a rabbim arguing, also we paskin like Rebbe. So if so, that was Rabbi Bar Bar Chana's doubt. So therefore he had a doubt, whichever way you do is good. Now, Omer Rav Nachman says no. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav, also lasos kediver Rebbe. He holds no, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to paskin like Rebbe. In other words, the halacha is like the chachamim. Why? Because Rav Nachman holds, the klal is, halacha k'rebi mechavei roi, v'loi mechavei rov. We paskin like Rebbe when only a yochid, if he has an argument, Rebbe with anybody else, will always paskin like Rebbe. But when Rebbe argues against the chachamim, then we don't paskin like Rebbe. Then we paskin like the chachamim. Here it's a machlokes Rebbe and the chachamim, we paskin like the chachamim. So the more of Rav Nachman did day Omar, but Rav Nachman himself said, Muta lasos kediver Rebbe. Rav Nachman himself holds, no, you are allowed to paskin like Rebbe. Why? Because, interesting. So Rav Nachman, before saying over the name of Rav, that Rav held like that. But Rav Nachman himself says not like that. Rav Nachman himself holds here, you're paskin like Rebbe. Why? Because Savar, he holds that halacha k'rebi mechaveroi v'yafilu mechaverov. His Rav Nachman himself holds no, we paskin like Rebbe, not only when he's arguing against a single person, but even when he's arguing against the Rabbim, we also paskin like Rebbe. So kids, it's a big machlokes, so you paskin like here. Omar Rava says, also lasos kediver Rebbe, he also says you're not allowed to. Because the Rechilo you have to hold like the Chomim, but he says the Chiddush Rava. But the Yemosu also, but if a Dayan paskins like Rebbe, we leave it alone, we don't take it back. Why? Because Rav holds matan itma. Matan itma means certain times when we're not sure about the locha, it's called lechatchila, don't act that way. But if you act that way, it's okay. That's called matan. That means lechatchila paskin like the chumim. And don't give the bechor the extra portion. But v'dieved, if you went and gave it to him, we leave it. That's the way Rav holds. Yeah. Tony Rav Nachman b'shah sifre devei Rav. Rav Nachman learned from the other sifre devei Rav. These are like midrashim on chumish. And the pasuk says, "B'chol asher yimotzei loy." We give a bechor two portions from everything that's found by the father. So it says, "B'chol asher yimotzei loy." Everything you find by him. So prata comes to exclude l'shvach shezvichu yorshin liyachem misas aviyim. That if the Yorshim, after the father died, the Yorshim went down and started to plant in the field and things grew, that's for sure Bechor does not get two portions. Only that. Avul shvach sheshivchu nechosim liyachem misas aviyim. But let's say if by itself the property became better, like when the father died, he had a palm tree, and the dates were not ripe yet. Later on, 2 months later, the dates become ripe, and now they want to divide up. Since that's called the shvach that comes by itself, not that the yoshim had to do anything, but the shvach just comes by itself. What's the matter? Yeah. So that's the way Devei Rav says that this pasuk b'chol asher yimotzei loy is telling us that when does the bechor take two portions, like something the father had, even if it's a shvach that comes later on, as long as it comes by itself. So this bechor would be like Rebbe's pshat umani. Who does this pirush go like? Rebbe goes according to Rebbe. That holds that when the father died, he had a palm tree, and the dates were not ripe yet, only budding, and that later the dates budded and grew by itself, or Bechor gets two portions of that. Tony, we learned Romi Bar Chomo, Bishah Sifra Devei Rav, he learned another Svarim of Devei Rav, means other Tesef, other Svarim, Pirush and Chumish, that like this, When the Pasuk says, B'chol asher yimotza loi prat l'shvach she'shivchu mechosam liyacha mitzvah aviyim. He learns to know that when the Pasuk says the B'chor gets whatever you find by the father, it means what we actually find by the father right now, and not something that comes later, even though it comes by itself. In other words, these dates, since when the father died, the tree did not have the dates on them yet, even though the dates grow by themselves later, or B'chor would not get two portions. If so, the chol shchena for sure, shvach shashbichu yorshim, that if the yorshim, after the father dies, have to go down and start planting in the fields, for sure liyachem mitzvah aviyim to lo shokol, that a B'chor does not get two portions of that. If so, amani, who does this like pirish go like? Rabbonini. So by the chutz machlokes and prushim, who do we go like? Do we go like the Rabbonin, or do we go like Rebbe? Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Ein b'chor noito pishnayim b'milva. A b'chor does not make two portions of a milva. A milva means when the father dies, he died, and people owe money, and they pay back the money later. The money that they collect later, he holds the b'chor does not get two portions from that. That's called row, it's called fitting, and not that the father has it yet. So that is the law of Rav Shmuel, Ein b'chor noito pishnayim b'milva. And the b'chor means even a milva b'shtar, even though the father has a shtar that people owe money, and later on eventually they pay the money, the b'chor does not get two portions of this. So Gemara says, Laman, who are you going according to? Ilai mila rabbonin, if you want to stay going according to the rabbonin shita, Ilai mila rabbonin, hashta shvach diyasi b'rishusei, madach shvach, like this tree, that the father has the tree already when he was alive. Just the fruits didn't come out yet. Amri rabbonin lo shokol. The rabbonin say that the b'chor does not get two portions since the fruit was not fully grown yet. If so, milva, this money that the father does not have yet at all now, people owe it to him. Mi boy, for sure it's not considered like the father has it yet. So for sure the b'chor would not take two portions. So according to the rabbonin shit, you don't have to tell me this. Elamai, what are you telling me? Le Rebbe, you're saying according to Rebbe, that according to Rebbe Shita, a shvach the memela, so b'chor does get two portions. But over here, a milva, it's considered like right now the father doesn't have it. When the father died, he doesn't have that money. He lent out the money already. The people owe him the money. That's not cool like the money is by the father. If even according to Rebbe, that's the chiddush, so b'chor would not get two portions of a milva. So the chiddush is according to Rebbe. For the Gemara, if so, that we learned before in the Braisa, Yosho Shtar Choiv. Let's say when the father dies, he left over Shtar Choiv, means he left over Shtaris, that people owe him money. See, the Yoshim are going to go and collect the money. It said before we had, B'chor Noito Pishnaim, that a B'chor does take two portions. So does that go like? And it says there, Bein B'milva, Bein B'ribis, whether collecting the actual money, or collecting the ribbis. In the case we lend money to a guy, if you lend money to a guy, you're allowed to charge interest. So when the guy has to pay back the interest, it says here in the Braisa that the b'chor gets two portions. So l'chur mani, who does it go like? L'chur lo Rebbe v'lo Rabbonin. You're telling me, even according to Rebbe, that a b'chor doesn't get two portions of a milva. So here, when the Braisa says the b'chor does get two portions, who does the Braisa go like? So Gemara says like this, the Erlam really, I tell you, the Rabbonin, and Echnami, that Shmuel, when he said his halacha, that a b'chor doesn't get two portions, he only said according to the Rabbonin. But in Echnami, Avad, according to Rebbe, like this price, a b'chor would get two portions of a milva. So the question was, according to the Rabbonin, what do you have to tell me this for? So Gemara says, yes, v'yitzrach, we need Rav Yehuda and Shmuel to teach you something. Because otherwise, if I would have thought to say milva, especially you have a milva bishtar. Again, when the father died, he had a milva bishtar. He had a shtar here that people owe money. So I would have thought to say, kivon the nukat shtar, since the father is holding on to this shtar, this document saying that somebody owes the money, maybe command the gavya dummy. It's considered like he collected the money already. And it's considered mamish like the father has the money already. And even according to the Rabbonin, maybe a b'chor would get two chlokim. Kamash v'lon, that's the chiddush now, that according to the Rabbonin shita, a milv, even though you have a shtar, it's not considered like the father has the money yet, And therefore, when the father dies, if he did not collect the money yet, and the Yorshim first collected later on, a Bechor does not take two portions. So it's a Chiddush according to the Rabbanan. Now, Shochu Mitam, they sent word from Eretz Yisrael to Bovel, Bechor Noito Pishnayim B'Milva. And Eretz Yisrael, they held no, that a Bechor does take two portions in a Milva. Avolei B'Ribis, but not in the Ribis. Again, even though the father lent money to a Goy, that the father has a right to get back interest, the interest that the Goy will pay back later, that's not still like the father has it yet. So that a Bechor can't take two portions. But the actual loan that the father gave away, the $1,000 to the Goy, even though the Goy did not pay it up yet, but later a Bechor has the right to get two portions. Why? So Mer says, Laman, who are we going like? Eli and the Rabbi, what's they going according to Rabban and Shita? Hasta Shavacha the Yisab Rishusei. I'm a Rabban and the Loi Shokul. The Rabban said, this palm tree. If right now when the father dies, there were no dates. Even though the dates grow by itself later, the Bechor doesn't get two portions. So Milva mi boy, for sure the money that when the father died doesn't have this money yet, if they first collected later, for sure the Bechor can get two. Ela la Rebbe, Ela mayat tami goes according to Rebbe Shita. So for the Gemara la Rebbe, the rib is loy. So according to Rebbe, you're saying yes, that when the father dies, and he left over a shtar, so later when the Yorshim collect the money from the shtar, the Bechor gets two portions. Two portions of what? Of the milva, not of the ribis. The question is, why not? Why doesn't he get from the ribis also? For the Gemara, the Rebbe, the ribis loy, I bought tiny without another brisa. Rebbe Yom, Rebbe says, Bechor naito pishnayim, the Bechor takes two portions. Bein be milva, bein be ribis. Whether it's ribis or milva, he does get two portions. So does this brisa go like? Can't go like Rebbe, doesn't let the Rabbanan. Gemara says, no. The Yerim really I tell you Rabboni. It could be maybe goes according to Rabbon Shita. O Milva command the Gav Yudomi. This price holds not like a Yudom Shmuel, but here we hold, even according to the Rabbonin, a Milva is better. That since the father left over the shtar, when you're holding on to the document, it's considered like your mamash collected the money already. So it's considered like the money is by the father already, therefore they could take Pishnayim. Omale Ravacha bar Rav Ravino, Ikloy Amei Meliasrin, Ameima came into our city, the Dorish Hidashin like this. Bechor Noito Pishnayim Benilva Vileb Rivis. That a Bechor takes two portions of the Milva, but not the Rivis that has to be paid back from the Goy. Omale, they said back to him, Nahadoi Le Tamayo, like Ameima came from Nadoi, and Nadoi goes according to their own Tam. The Yom Rabba Rabba said like this. Govul karka yeshloi. If he collected karka, it's considered like he has it. Govul moyes einloi. If he collected money, it's like he doesn't have it yet. Money he doesn't have yet. But karka is considered like he has it already. So Rashi says like this. Govul karka means b'choiv milva v'yim. Let's say if the kids collect karka from the father's choiv, is Eimla the Bechor, then the Bechor does not get Pishnayim. That's the way they learned. So again, Gov and Kak, these are two different Mandiyam here. Well, so the first one says, no. The first one says like this, that Gov and Kak, if the sons collected Karka, Yeshlai, then the Bechor gets two portions of it. Gov and Moyes, if the sons collected money for the father's Chayiv, then Eimloi, then the Yorshim, then the Bechor does not get two portions. But Rav Nachman himself says no. Govul Moyes, if again the father died and left over Shtar Chayiv, and now the kids go and collect the money. See if the kids collect money from the Loiva, Yeshloi, you should know then when a Bechor gets his portion, he gets two portions of that money. But Govul Karka, let's say when the Yorshim later went to collect the money, they only went to collect the Karka, then Einloi. Then a Bechor does not get. We'll soon see what the Svaras are. So Omalay Abaye la Rabba. Abaye said to Rabba like this, Libidoch Kasha and la Rav Nachman Kasha. I have a Kasha on both you. I have a Kasha on you, Rabba. And I have a Kasha on Rav Nachman. I have a Kasha on both of you. Now, they're both making the difference what the sons collected. Again, the case is the father died and he left over a shtar milvi. Left over a shtar, a document, he has the right to collect money.
So there's a chilek now when the sons later go and collect the money. One holds if they collect money, then a b'chor gets two portions. If they collect karka, b'chor doesn't get. And the other one says just the opposite. If they collect karka, he does get, and money not. So yes, kashas on both of you. Maishno, what's the difference? Maishno moyis deloy. Why do you say if he's a